Today we continue our belief series by focusing in on stewardship with a message entitled The Four T's of Stewardship. I want to begin though with a story. It's from December 1989. I was only 1 month shy of my 23rd birthday, and on that Sunday in December, I think it was the second Sunday of December, my meager belongings were packed in a small trailer, and my father and his buddy and I left for Arlington, Virginia. That day, I moved into a basement apartment with next to nothing to begin the following day my new job with the government. As my father and his friend left that afternoon, that Sunday afternoon, and returned to Pennsylvania, I began organizing what little I had. And the truth of the matter was, much of what I had was secondhand, given to me, donated by a friend of the family. The basement apartment was dank, it was dark, it had no carpeting anywhere, there were pipes running overhead, and it didn't seem like a very nice place to be, but it's where I had to start out as I was beginning this new journey. I had bought three suits and some shirts and shoes to begin this professional job. But after paying the first month's rent and security deposit, I was rather poor. In fact, I had $150 cash to my name, $6,000 in school loans that needed paid, and now rent and utilities and other expenses that would be coming. And it would be several weeks until my first paycheck. I had no bank account yet down there, no credit card. The next day I made it to work for my first day on the job, but my car wasn't working properly. I was at the time driving a 1981 Mercury Lynx that was basic transportation only. When I went to leave at the end of that first day, the car was failing even more, and I wasn't going to make it back to my apartment. So I pulled into a garage, and they agreed that they could fix it, and I had to take my first cab ever to get home from the garage. The next day, I figured out how to use public transportation to get to work, and then after work that second day, one of my coworkers dropped me off at the garage to pick up my car. After paying the taxi fare and the car repair, my $150 was all gone. I got back to my apartment. I was scared. I wasn't going to make it in this new endeavor. My family was 3 hours away, and I was broke. I never felt so poor in all my life. Anybody relate to that story? Can you think back to a time in your life when you never felt so poor, and you wondered if you were going to make it? Some of you can probably relate to that. Times when things were tough. You wondered, how is God going to get us through this time? I know I've never forgot those very scary days from December 1989. And they remind me of how blessed I am now and how important it is that I be a good steward of what God has given to me. We are in the midst of a 30-week journey through the top beliefs and practices and virtues of our Christian faith, as we seek to think, act, and be more like Jesus. The first five beliefs that we've talked about were vertical in nature, involved our relationship with God and how God relates to us. But the second set of five involves our horizontal relationship with others, and we talked about humanity and compassion and those kinds of things. And today we're talking about stewardship. It's important that we recognize that we're called to be good stewards of what God has given to us. And keep in mind, if you missed any of the previous sermons, we encourage you to go back and listen to them. You can find them on our website. And just stay abreast of what is happening here in this Believe series, as each one seems to build upon the other one. But our key question today is simply this: how much does God want from me? How much does God want of me? We believe that God has given us everything, and He wants everything from us. Two key passages are foundational to this message today, and the first is from Psalm 24, verse 1. There we read the passage, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all its people belong to Him." Our key idea today is that we believe that everything we are and everything we have belongs to God. What belongs to God? The earth and everything in it. Who belongs to God? The people, the world and all its people. So absolutely everything and everyone belongs to God. He doesn't just own the cattle, he owns the field they're grazing on. He doesn't just own the house, he owns the people in it. He doesn't just own the bank, he owns all the money in it. Everything and everyone belongs 100% to God. There's a story in the Gospel of Luke chapter 12, verses 42 through 48. I want to share just a part of that story. The Lord answered, "Who then is the faithful and wise manager whom the master puts in charge of his servants to give them their food allowance at the proper time? It will be good for that servant whom the master finds doing so when he returns. Truly I tell you, he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But suppose the servant says to himself, 'My master is taking a long time in coming,' and then he begins to beat the other servants, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk. The master of that servant will come on a day when he does not expect it, and at an hour he is not aware of. He will cut him to pieces and assign him a place with the unbelievers. The servant who knows the master's will and does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been trusted with much, much more will be asked." The Greek word that's translated as manager in this passage is oikonomos. It's a Greek word, and it's where we actually get our English word economy. And the idea is of, in the English, is of a servant or a steward or an overseer. But the word literally means household manager, someone who manages an estate for someone else. And in a sense, that's what God calls us to do, to manage what he has given to us for the benefit and the blessings of others. Jesus says, "A faithful servant realizes his place. He understands that God is the owner of everything and that the servant is the manager. How foolish would it be for that servant to think that the estate he manages is for him and for his personal enjoyment?" Good servants don't confuse their role. They understand that everything they have isn't theirs. Everything they have belongs to the owner. They're just managing the affairs. The earth is the Lord's. God is the owner. We are the managers. We don't have the burden of ownership. We have the responsibility of faithfully managing God's resources. And you know what? There's tremendous freedom in that. Instead of holding ever so tightly to things because they are mine, we can hold them with an open hand, loosely, because they are the Lord's. He freely gives, and he freely takes. I don't have the pressure and the burden to get this or to give that because it's not mine to give or to get. It's God's. All I have to do is to receive it and hold it with an open hand. So in other words, my house is his. This church is his. My body is his. My family is his. Whatever he wants to do with these things is his prerogative. He wants to bless us, multiply it, distribute it, take it. It's up to him, not me. And once I realize that, it comes with tremendous freedom. Tremendous freedom. For a few moments today, we want to unpack this idea of stewardship, and I want to give you the four T's of stewardship. But first, I want you to hear this story, this short story from Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were put and watched a crowd putting their money into the temple treasury. Many rich people threw in large amounts, but a poor widow came and put in two very small copper coins, worth only a few cents. Calling his disciples to him, Jesus said, "Truly I tell you, this poor widow has put more into the treasury than all the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. What are the four T's of stewardship? Well, the first T of stewardship is time. Time. My time belongs to God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 through 24 say, work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ. This instruction brought from Paul is actually to slaves who were grumbling about being told what to do. And Paul says to them, hey, just give of your best. Give of your best in your time, in all places, in all circumstances. Not just when you're being watched, but all the time. Give your best of your time. Why? Because you're not working for people. You're working for God. Your time is a living sacrifice. Don't just give God an hour a week. Give him 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If my time belongs to God, that means giving God my best time and my best effort. Giving my time to grow in my relationship with him in terms of prayer and Bible reading and being in community with others. Giving my time to grow his church, serving in the church. Giving my time to help others, serving others. If my time truly belongs to God, then time becomes sacred. It's sacred. That means that when I'm wasting time, I'm actually sinning. How I spend my time matters to God. It is in a direct correlation to my love for God and my love for others. The second T of stewardship is talent. My talent belongs to God. 1 Peter 4:10 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. Every single person in this room has been given a talent by God. All of us are wonderfully gifted and talented by the Lord. How are you using it? Are we being good stewards of the talent God has given us? You know, friends, I marvel. I marvel at the ways I see you steward your talents. Some of you have tremendous gifting for children's ministry and with helping the children. That impacts our ministry to our children through Roots programs, through kids' sermons, and so on. And then the musical talent, those of you who are musical, thank you for stewarding your talents so well, because I don't have those gifts. I can't steward that gift because I don't have it. But you do, and we see those talents here week after week being used for the glory of God. You see, friends, if my talent belongs to God, that means I need to use my talents to grow God's church, to help God's church grow. I need to use my talents and my skills, my abilities to help others. And friends, I am blessed to see you do that week after week here at Mechanic Grove. So continue to be a good steward of time, absolutely, but of talent as well. The third T of stewardship is treasure. And this is clearly seen in the story from Mark 12. As Jesus watched the people giving in the temple treasury, he noted that the rich people gave to impress others, but the poor widow gave to express love. 2 Corinthians 9, verse 7 says, you must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. You know that word cheerfully that's translated there in 2 Corinthians 9, 7 is only shows up one time in Scripture. It's where we get our English word hilarious. So the closest translation would be that God loves a hilarious giver. One who gives not just with a smile on their face, but with the joy of the Lord in their heart. So let me ask you, are you a hilarious giver? Are you a reluctant giver? God gave you your treasure not so much that you be blessed, but that you would be a blessing to others. So if my treasure belongs to God, that means giving to God what is right, not what is left. Giving my money to help God's church to grow. Giving money so that we can be a blessing to others, that we can serve others within our congregation and within the community. Our treasure. How are we stewarding our treasure? recognizing that it's from the hand of the Lord, and we're called to steward it well. The last T of stewardship is actually testimony. Testimony. Everything you have is a gift from God. Your health, your life, your freedom, your friends, your family, your opportunities. Even the things you work for in life, you wouldn't have them if God didn't give you the ability to work for them. So everything in life is a gift from God, including your salvation. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light shine so that others will see the good that you do and will praise your Father in heaven." You have a testimony. God has done some amazing things in your life. As your pastor, I'm privileged to learn some of those. But God didn't just answer those prayers for your benefit, but that your testimony would be enhanced. Your witness to the world would be enhanced. God didn't get you out of that jam. He didn't teach you that lesson, or he didn't miraculously turn your family around or provide that new job free you from addiction just for you. Your testimony is your gift to God's church. Will you share it? Think about that story from Mark chapter 12. That's a powerful testimony that Jesus points out this woman, poor woman, giving two small copper coins. We don't even know her name. We don't know her name, but her story has been told for 2,000 years now. Her testimony has been told again and again because of her faith, her witness, her devotion. Think about that. We're to be good stewards of our testimony as well as our time, our talent, and our treasure. So let's face it, friends, we are stewards. We are managers of what God has given to us. So how are we doing? How are we doing? We spend resources every day. Let's do an inventory of some of our spending. We spend money that God has provided. You may work for it, but who gave you the ability to do what you do? We spend time he has given us. That last breath you just breathed, he gave it to you. We spend talents, abilities, and energies on pursuits, both important and too often trivial. And we spend our passion on people, both giving it and withholding it. So what is your stewardship of time, talent, treasure, and testimony say about you and your faith? Because everything in Scripture, particularly in the New Testament, points to the fact that he wants to give you, he has given you what you have. And he gave it to you with a desire that you would return and give it with a cheerful heart. You see, friends, if you give out of guilt or begrudgingly, God will accept it. But it's not what he's seeking. He's seeking a hilarious giver. He's seeking someone who will give joyfully, knowing the joy of the Lord. Instead of thinking of our time, talent, and treasure as something we give, we need to think of them as something we receive. We don't give God a portion like a tip for good service. Everything belongs to him. And everything in his goodness comes from him, and so we are called to manage it well. And my prayer is that indeed you will. You know, as I look at all the stuff that I have now, I can still remember December 1989, when I was broke, when I was scared, wondering how God was going to provide for me. I didn't own much then, but the Lord was with me and enabled me to make it through each day. I have trusted him when I had nothing, and I have trusted him when I had much more. And what I've learned is that God honors good stewardship. God blesses when we give our time, our talent, our treasure, and our testimony. And the truth is, I don't own anything more now than I did in 1989, because it's all the Lord's. But he has given me more responsibility to manage what he has given to me. Every day we spend our time, talent, and treasure, and one day our lives will all be spent. And God will ask all of us to give an account of how we have managed what he has given to us. So this morning, if you're ready to assert this belief, you'll find it in your sermon note page there, asking you to fill in your name. Everything I have and everything I am belongs to God. Therefore, I encourage you to put your name in the blank on the bottom of your outline. I Placing your name there, do relinquish ownership of everything I have to God. It's His. It's not mine. And from this day forth, I will take on the role of a manager of the stuff God has given me. The sooner we realize that we are simply managers and not owners, the sooner we will be free. Because the earth is the Lord's, the world and all that is in it. Everything we are and everything we have comes from God. So let's be good stewards of it all for the glory of God. Why? Because what we believe matters. And how we steward God's resources matters too. Let us steward it well for the glory and the honor of our Lord. To the praise of His glory, amen, so be it, amen. Let us pray. Father, thank You for blessing us so, for providing us with time and talent and treasure, with a testimony to share with others. And Father, You call us to be faithful managers, to steward well the bounty of blessings that we enjoy each day. Father, may we indeed steward well what You have provided. May we be gracious in our giving, and may we continue to celebrate the wonderful love of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank You for all that You have given. Most of all, thank You for the gift of Your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It's in His name that we pray. Amen.